Hello and welcome back to Man of the Match podcast. It's been a while since I've been able to record, so sorry about that. But today I'm basically wrapping up the 2022-2023 season. Teams have won titles, teams have lost titles, teams have won finals, teams have lost finals, as you can tell by the name of this episode. We're going to be talking about that. But in recent news, the U20 World Cup has began about a week ago. The U20 World Cup has began. We are in the quarterfinal stage right now. Actually, on the day I'm recording this, United States and Uruguay is playing. A couple hours after when I'm recording this, so hopefully I'll get to catch that game. Italy has just advanced to the semifinals, and so has Israel, which is a huge surprise, especially since Israel was playing Brazil, who's a powerhouse in soccer and in youth soccer. But it's honestly interesting. I would definitely recommend go watch it. You're going to get to see next generation talent, and it truly shows through the recent World Cup champions having won the U20 World Cup a couple of years ago. Speaking of World Cup, the 2026 World Cup logo has been released. The 2026 World Cup will be held in 16 cities throughout the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And honestly, a lot of people hate the logo. I'm from America. It's not that bad, especially since each of the 16 cities has its own unique like colorway and design to the logo, which is really cool since in like recent World Cups, they haven't really focused on each city individually. I'm from New York, New Jersey, and I think our logo is pretty good. Other cities have great logos as well. The presentation could have been better. They did it at the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles. They presented the logo there. It was okay. They could have had better hosts. But overall, I think the logo is pretty decent, and I know it's 3 years away, but I can't wait for the World Cup. Now, back to, like, actual soccer. So, in European competitions, which actually was the last topic I talked about in April, which is crazy because this episode's going to be out in June, I talked about European finals, obviously. Semifinals. Now we're in the finals. So the Champions League, Inter ended up winning against AC Milan, and Manchester City ended up beating Real Madrid. Inter versus City. It's going to happen in Istanbul. That should be fun, but I think City's going to win. Roma versus Sevilla in Budapest for the Europa League happened. Sevilla won, which is honestly like completely like I can't even describe how confused I am. That 11th place La Liga team managed to win the Europa League. I just don't understand how that happened, but it did. Congratulations, Sevilla. But then the Europa Conference League final is happening in Prague, and it's going to be West Ham versus Fiorentina. I think probably Fiorentina will win. Also talking about soccer, but English soccer specifically, which I, as you guys know, I always like to talk about. Luton Town has been promoted to the Premier League through the EFL Championship playoffs, which was the semifinals and then the final. They beat Coventry in the final in a penalty shootout, which ended in like the saddest way possible for Coventry. Hopefully they make it next year. But the story behind Luton Town is amazing. They had a player since non-league. One of their players has been with them since they've been in the National League. And now he's the first player, in England at least, to go from the amateur level to the professional level with the same team, which is honestly outstanding. His name is Pelle Ruduk Mponzu. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but congratulations to him and Luton Town for going up to the Premier League. It's a huge accomplishment. It's also rewarding, at least financially, $380 million the winner gets when they go up to the Premier League. Their stadium is incredible. You gotta go through like people's backyards to get in the away end, which is honestly kind of funny. But they are having plans for a new stadium in 2025, but now people are yelling at them to keep their old stadium, which is kind of funny. But congratulations, Luton, and also Sheffield and Burnley were promoted from the EFL Championship, which is also very good. Also, in domestic cups, Inter won the Coppa Italia over Fiorentina. Manchester City won the FA Cup against Manchester United with two amazing goals by Gundogan. And then yesterday as well, RB Leipzig won the DFL Pokal versus Eintracht Frankfurt. But that's basically what's been happening, and in like tournament competitions in terms of that. But now let's talk about leagues. All of Europe's major leagues have finished except for La Liga, which the final games are happening when I'm recording this. As I'm recording this, the final games of La Liga are happening. Serie A, same thing. But we already know the champions of both of those leagues. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Arsenal completely bottled the Premier League. I don't even know how they managed to do that. It simply showed that they have a lack of experience. They celebrated way too early. They were a little too arrogant. They started to like lose games. They started to slack off, kind of. And it showed when they lost to Nottingham Forest and gave City the title. Also, they lost to City before that. It was just kind of inevitable at a certain point. Erling Haaland setting a record, which was absolutely insane, for most goals scored in a 38-game Premier League season. He was incredible. The rest of the City team was incredible. Congratulations. You guys have won the double already. Let's see if you can go for the treble and win the Champions League against Inter. It was honestly just a very disappointing season. I'm a Liverpool fan. Europa League's okay, honestly. I'm fine with it. Just we need to get new signings and then in the midfield, and then we'll be good. I think for next season, hopefully we can win. United, Newcastle, and Arsenal, obviously, grabbed the last three Champions League spots. Great to see from Newcastle, their new owner, Saudi ownership group. Well, group, it's like literally like the kingdom of Saudi Arabia owns them. But honestly, good for them. It's great to see what was a smaller club now getting into the Champions League. It's a great story. Brighton getting European football for the first time in their entire history, and Villa also getting European football for the first time in a while. That was all great to see. It was an iconic season, Premier League season. We got to see Liverpool 7-0. Liverpool 9-0 to Bournemouth, 7-0 to United, which was what I was going to say. We got to see iconic like pictures, Erling Haaland letting his hair down and scoring a crucial goal to help City win the title. But it was truly an incredible Premier League season, and I hope that City don't win next year, because then that would be 4 in a row, and then we would be turning into the Bundesliga. I mean, the Premier League would be turning into the Bundesliga. Speaking of the Bundesliga, wow. I can't believe what happened. It's been a week since the final day of the Bundesliga. Dortmund completely bottled it. I don't know how, same with Arsenal, I don't know how they've managed to do that. But Dortmund, I mean, was even worse. So let's set the stage first of all. It is for anyone who doesn't know what happened. Borussia Dortmund was, I believe, a point ahead of Bayern Munich. No, 2 points ahead of Bayern Munich on the final day. Dortmund was playing Mainz. Bayern was playing Colonia. All Dortmund had to do was beat Mainz, and they would be champions of the Bundesliga. They couldn't do that. They tied with them. First of all, Dortmund went 2-0 down in the first half, and then Bayern went 1-0 up in the first half. So that was just terrible. And then the second half, Colonia actually tied the game with a goal against Bayern. And then Dortmund were champions again, even though they lost, because Bayern would still not have enough points. Dortmund did get a goal back, But then in the 89th minute, Jamal Musiala scored for Bayern, making it 2-1, giving Bayern the championship. And then even though Dortmund tied the game 2-2, it still wasn't enough, because on goal difference, Bayern had won the title. Honestly, what I saw from Dortmund was a complete lack of urgency, especially when like the game was tied, when Bayern was tied with Colonia 1-1. I saw a lack of urgency. The players looked like they did not, like, they're like, okay, we won the league. Yes, we're losing, but we still won the league. I saw terrible finishing. I mean, Sebastian Haller, I mean, I get it, he came right back from cancer, but I mean, come on. I saw wrong choices from the Dortmund coach. Giovanni Reyna should have been in since the beginning of the game, but I don't know what kind of choices the manager was making and he decided to sit him at first. Overall, a terrible showing from Dortmund. Bayern's 11th year of dominance and 33rd title overall. Just, I'm so tired of Bayern winning the Bundesliga. But what can I say, you know? Now shifting to another league. This league is in Spain, and it's La Liga. Barca has got back to their winning ways, and they've won La Liga. It was a pretty sizable lead that they had over Real Madrid. The final games, as I said earlier, are happening right now. But Barca has already won the title with their win over, I forgot which team. But a great season for them. Granted, not so good in the Champions League and the Europa League, but I mean, and in the Copa del Rey, but obviously they'd be, I believe there was five, I don't know exactly the stat, but they won a lot of El Clasicos against Real Madrid. I'm pretty sure they beat them more than two times throughout the entire season, which is an accomplishment in and of itself. But it's good to see them getting back on track with Xavi at the head. Hopefully they can sign Messi. Feyenoord in the Dutch league has broken years, 5 years exactly, I counted when I was researching this. PSV and Ajax dominance, 5 years of PSV and Ajax dominance by winning the league. The Eredivisie in the Netherlands, great for them. Honestly, I like to see teams getting dethroned. Like, I hope Manchester City gets dethroned next year. I don't know much about Feyenoord. I don't really watch Dutch soccer, but that much. But congratulations to Feyenoord. Great story overall. PSG has won Ligue 1. With that, Messi became the most decorated player of all time, along with Dani Alves. 43 trophies, which is honestly incredible. Messi is leaving PSG, as is Sergio Ramos. They played their last games yesterday. Today is June 4th, so they played their last game on June 3rd against Clermont Foot. Unfortunately, they lost, but they still won the league. Mbappe was the player of the season for League 1. But overall, PSG, yes, you keep winning League One, but yes, it's a farmers league, and you need to win the Champions League to be considered a great team. You have all the talent in the world, and yes, you win League. Of course, you win Ligue 1. Like, what other teams are going to be? Like, Marseille? No. Nantes? No. AS Monaco? No. Those teams aren't going to beat you, but I mean, still. It's a great win for them in the league, but I mean, you have to win the other competitions to be considered an actually good team. Napoli won the Scudetto, finally. They beat Udinese, which I believe they beat Udinese. Because remember, I'm still trying to remember this. This was a couple weeks ago. Again, sorry for not recording an episode when all this happened. But they won the Scudetto, which is the Serie A title, for the first time in 33 years, which is huge for them. It's their third one. The last time they won it, Diego Maradona was on the team, so it's clearly been a while. Kvaratskhelia have won the Player of the Season award today. Great for him. Player from a small country. He came from Georgia. Completely dominating in his first season with Napoli, which is great to see. Victor Osimhen, I believe, led scoring. And it was just an overall completely dominant season for Napoli. And it's just great to see how the city of Naples has reacted to the celebrations, not reacted to the team winning with incredible celebrations. It looked crazy. It looked like nobody was able to sleep that night when they won the league in Napoli. There was just fireworks going off everywhere. It just looked, although all very good for Napoli, they haven't won, as I said, a Serie A title in years. So congratulations to them. Now, let's talk about the player of the season voting. So about a couple of days ago, I put out a poll on Instagram to see who you guys thought the player of the season was. The American player of the season, and then the overall player of the 2022-2023 season. So, for that, for the overall player of the season, the man of the match, 2022-2023 season, player of the season, is, out of the three candidates, Erling Haaland, Lionel Messi, and Kylian Mbappe, the winner is Erling Haaland, striker in the Premier League for Manchester City. As I said earlier, a record breaker. He's been absolutely incredible. Granted, he had more penalty goals than other top scorers in the Premier League did, but still, nevertheless, they count. They're still great. He's still great. He was a essential part in City's quest for the title, and he's been an essential part in their Champions League and FA Cup campaigns. Let's hope that all his hard work and all Manchester City's hard work comes to a culmination, hopefully, for them at least, because I don't want them to win the Champions League against Inter. Now, since I'm American, I had to do this. The American player of this 2022-2023 season. There were four nominees that I selected. Tim Ream, Tyler Adams, Felarian Balogun, and Giovanni Reyna. You guys voted, and the winner is Felarian Balogun, who just announced his commitment to the United States men's national team. He was one of the top scorers in League One. He scored 21 goals, I think it was, at the end of the season, which is honestly crazy for an American to do that. By the way, he switched his allegiance to America from England. He was born in New York City, and he, according to him, he had said that the dream was always to play for America, but he did play for England's youth teams. But still, I'm glad that he switched his nationality, well, his national affiliation to the United States, and you guys chose him as the American Player of the Year. The other nominees were obviously great. For the overall player of the season and the American player of the season, Messi obviously won the World Cup, and Mbappe went crazy in the World Cup and in club competition. Tim Ream was a great defender for Fulham. Tyler Adams was, although Leeds got relegated, was a key part in their season, in the entire season for them. And Gio Reyna came clutch when Dortmund needed him to. All right, that is the last of today's episode. Keep an eye out, for, as I said, for the U20 World Cup. The Champions League final is obviously happening soon, the Conference League final, and also the Belgian Pro League, which is a smaller league. That's all happening. Their playoffs, at least. And then the transfer window is opening on July 1st, I believe, which is about a month from today when I'm recording this. But keep an eye out for all of that. Thank you guys for listening. Let's try to get to 100 followers on Instagram. We're very close. And I'll see you guys later. Ciao.